request not to put on my video now, we are already subjected to the load shedding here, and it's going to be longer today. We were informed. Let me welcome you all to this meeting. We have received 3 apologies for today. It's Honorable Malomane, Honorable Tsebekulu, and Honorable Komani. They submitted apologies for today. Without any waste of time, honorable members, this meeting today is not going to sit. The reason being, we received presentation late last night from DPME. And receiving presentations at that time is denying us, the deployees of political parties in the committee, to seek mandate from our political principals. We can't engage in anything without a direction from the political principals. Based on what I have outlined now, this meeting is not going to sit. I am terminating it because it is not the first time that DPME is doing this. That's all I wanted to say, honorable members, but I will allow you, honorable members, to speak on what I have already said as the chair of the committee. Can I hear honorable Mkweba? Honorable Mkweba? Am I muted? Nobody is hearing me.
We can hear you, Chair.
We can hear you, Chair.
Okay. I'm allowing now honorable members to speak on what I have already said. And I'm allowing Honorable Mkweba to get the first bite on this.
No, thank you very much, Chair. And allow me not to open my video. And good morning, honorable members and all colleagues in the platform. Chair, I'm rising to support your input to this meeting. And also, honorable Chair, I agree with yourselves that this is not the first time when we requested the DPSA the DPME to appear before this portfolio committee. We postponed our meetings, especially an hour before the portfolio committee, because of the reports that the department is not submitting in time to the portfolio committee. And I think if we count, it happened 2 times just before the end of 2022. And it's happening again in 2023. I think it's something that as the committee, we must also convey or write a letter to the ministry, especially to the minister and the deputy minister. They must understand the fact that it's very difficult when documents are submitted to members of the portfolio committee a day or a night before the portfolio committee, and of which and honorable members, I'm supporting what have been the input of the chair of the portfolio committee, that the DPME in 2023 must change how they're doing things. And it's very difficult when a thick document is submitted just before a committee sits the following day, and of which I think that message, and it was raised many times, in fact, in this committee by honorable members, and the discomfort and the dissatisfaction of this department submitting reports to honorable members, and of which I support you, Chair, that, you know, the department, because in the platform as well, I don't see one, the minister, I don't see, the deputy minister is here. So it doesn't sit well to the members of the committee, and of which I think it's not right, it's wrong, because we don't, I don't understand how they account to the portfolio committee if the thick documents are sent to us just a night before the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, Chair. And it's something that we must emphasize to the department, and it's something, and I'm saying to this meeting, Chair, to support your statement, the letter, a harsh letter, must go to the ministry, that the committee must be taken serious, and we can't convene a meetings of the portfolio committee and get the documents day before the meeting. Thank you very much, Chair.
Can I get the opinion of the DA? I'm not going to call a pick from DA. Anyone from DA? Can I hear you?
Chair, my hand is up, but Honorable McLuhan can go ahead. That's fine.
Chairperson, I'm in full support, but what I would like us to do, Chair, is to also, together with your concern on the submission of reports before a meeting, in order for us to go through, it must go along with the attendance of the minister as well. We are cognizant of the fact that we have a new minister, but I must say it was a complete disgrace, and to us, you know, it was unacceptable that the previous minister was signing in his absence in these committee meetings, where he is the first one that has to be responsible and accountable to this committee. So I think we should raise it with the minister as well. We are cognizant that there are new deployees or new ministers, and we should take it up perhaps in a form of a letter to the minister to indicate our concerns, and also in terms of the experience that we had in the past. And if the minister can't attend, they must definitely send a deputy minister. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. And
Honorable Chair? Honorable Chairperson?
Honorable Motsepe?
I've got a network problem. I just get in now, but I hear the support, but I don't know. Oh, which support are we doing, please, Chair?
No, I'm terminating this meeting today.
Yes.
Based on the fact that as members of the committee, we received presentations last night.
Okay.
And when we receive a night before, we are denied opportunity as members of different political parties in the committee to take these reports to our political principal so that we get a mandate as we come to the meeting.
Okay, all right.
So the reason I'm terminating the meeting is based on that. And in fact, it is not the first time DPME is treating this portfolio committee with disdain.
Okay.
Now we are putting our foot down. We say it ends here now, no more.
No. I also support Honorable Chair. It must end here, as you are saying. I support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other party that I have not afforded an opportunity to speak? The DA has spoken, we have spoken, EFF has spoken, or the other members have tendered apologies. Isn't it like that, Mascole?
Correct, sir. Correct, sir.
Yeah. So, honorable members, I will do exactly what you are instructing my office to do. We will write a letter to the ministry. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is terminated prematurely.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson.